This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in the state. The Prime Minister will launch the ambitious Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,000 crore rupees. The initiative will cover around 63,000 villages, benefiting more than 5 crore tribal people in 549 districts and 2,740 blocks across the country. Later, Mr. Modi will address a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Hazaribagh. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha has been organized at the Samadhi of Bapu at Rajghat in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon people to resolve to imbibe the values of truth, non-violence, love and purity, and with the idea of the India of Mahatma Gandhi's dreams. Paying tributes to the father of the nation on his birth anniversary, the President also called upon people to strive to continuously advance the development of the country and society. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Swachh Bharat Divas program in New Delhi this morning on the occasion of the 155th birth anniversary of Bapu. The event marks the completion of 10 years of the Swachh Bharat mission, one of the most significant mass movements for cleanliness. During the program, the Prime Minister will launch and lay the foundation stone for several projects related to sanitation and cleanliness worth over 9,600 crore rupees. The centre has released over 5,850 crore rupees to 14 flood-affected states. Maharashtra received 1,492 crore rupees, Andhra Pradesh over 1,000 crore rupees, Gujarat 600 crore rupees and Telangana nearly 417 crore rupees, among others. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon this year. Union Minister Amit Shah said in a social media post that government stands shoulder to shoulder with the affected states in mitigating the hardships faced by the people. Iran launched at least 180 missiles into Israel last night, sending people rushing to bomb shelters and raising fears of an all-out war in the region. Iran claimed the missile attacks are in response to the recent killing of the senior Hezbollah and Hamas officials. Israeli military spokesperson has said no casualties have been reported from last night's attack, adding that no more threats were seen in Israel's airspace. He added that the Israeli Air Force will strike powerfully in West Asia. Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has warned Tehran, saying that it made a big mistake and will pay for it. U.S. administration has pledged unwavering support for Israel while also warning Iran of serious consequences for its attack against the top U.S. ally. Meanwhile, in another development, at least 6 people were killed and 9 wounded in a suspected terror attack involving shooting and stabbing in Tel Aviv last night. The attack took place moments before air raid sirens began sounding across the country as Iran launched a barrage of missiles. Israeli police said at least 2 gunmen were involved in the attack and both the terrorists were neutralized. In view of the prevailing situation in the region, the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv has advised Indian nationals in Israel to stay vigilant and adhere to the safety protocols as advised by local authorities. It said the embassy is closely monitoring the situation and remains in regular touch with the Israeli authorities to ensure safety of all Indian nationals. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. last night. The two leaders followed up on the Quad meetings and bilateral talks held recently at Delaware in U.S. The discussions also covered deepening bilateral cooperation, situation in West Asia, recent developments in the Indian subcontinent, the Indo-Pacific and Ukraine. And that is the end of this news bulletin.